This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
From the top. Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down, and we're here with Dion and Chris, as always, and we got Kate over there in the corner. What the fuck are we talking about?
Football,
the Falcons. The Detroit Dogs. And how not to stick a carrot up your husband's ass. After the music.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. It's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the
ugly turning up and going to leave. Yeah. I just don't understand that shit. What was your thing about the Falcons?
So Lions.com,
is Lions.com a good website to be talking about?
It's not the Detroit Lions.
It's Lions, L-I-N-E-S.
Okay. I was about to say Detroit Lions ain't shit.
They can't be talking about nobody.
Yeah, they can't be talking about nobody. They sorry ass.
Niggas ain't been good since Calvin Johnson.
No, not Calvin Johnson. What's that motherfucking name? Who chased that Cadillac? What's his name?
Barry Sanders?
Barry Sanders.
He chased
Barry Sanders. They were so bad. Barry Sanders left. They had the best running back in the motherfucking league. Let me adjust.
He retired when he turned 30. He said,
No, he didn't retire. He quit. He said, I'm sick of losing. I'm too fucking good to keep losing. How the fuck your best running back in the world quit? Y'all made a nigga. That nigga outran the motherfucking dog. Ain't they logo a dog?
No.
Lion.
Or Lion.
They're the Detroit Lions.
Well, now, they motherfucker lose so much, they look like dogs. This nigga outran
the Lions. For the Detroit Dogs.
That do sound better than Detroit Dogs.
They been dogs for a long goddamn time.
They been dogs. I know they going to say, man, Pat, you got a nerve to be talking about this. Fuck y'all. Y'all ain't never won shit. They ever been there.
They've never gone to the Super Bowl.
Oh, well, then I can talk shit, bitch. We've been twice and lost. And your colors are ugly, too.
They've only won one playoff game in, like, the past 40 years.
One playoff game. Yeah, you might want to Google that, because they going to tear your ass up if you're wrong.
No, it's Detroit has been historically bad.
Historic.
They haven't won a playoff.
No, they was in the playoffs.
They've made the playoffs. They haven't won.
The
Oh, they haven't made it out the first round? No, nigga. Let's Google that shit. Google it. You quicker than me because you spell everything right.
Matt Stafford got hurt.
When's the last time the Detroit Dogs made the playoffs?
One playoff game. Detroit Dogs. Yeah, it's got to be hard to be a Detroit fan. That city sucks. Man, I went to the casino there and performed. The casino looked better than the whole goddamn state.
Oh
man, that place was
how
depressing.
You shit on all of Michigan like that?
Right.
Man.
You ever been to the UP?
What's the UP? That's Ups.
The Upper Peninsula. Like where
the black people don't go to the Upper Peninsula, Chris.
What the fuck is that?
Ain't no niggas.
That's
in the
a
upper...
mall?
No.
Well, it's required when you're talking about Michigan, you have to hold up your hand and it's up here.
What the fuck?
It's that part right next to Canada that don't nobody fuck with because you got to take a boat to get up there.
Well, who going up there? Niggas that done killed somebody trying to get away from police?
People, that and people who like to look at trees, eat fudge, go to Mackinac Island.
They don't let no cars on Mackinac Island.
No.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who the fuck eat fudge?
Me.
Oh, God, Chris, what a boring ass life. I can see you biting into a fudge bar now.
Yeah.
I don't even like fudge ice cream.
How do you not like fudge?
That shit is disgusting.
What?
The look on her face.
Like I just said, let's eat some off-brand Oreos.
She said it like she had to eat ass. That shit is disgusting.
Fudge is delicious.
No, it's not, Chris. That
shit
is chocolatey
and velvety.
Velvety,
yeah.
So that means you'll eat a hairy ass then.
That's not velvety. That's rough.
If it's hair back there, I'm quite sure it's velvety. Oh, that's disgusting.
They just eat fudge plain, like just regular ass fudge to be fudge all by itself.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't understand that.
The 1991 Lions won a team record 12 regular season games before winning a single playoff affair en route to a 41-10 NFC Championship game loss to the Washington football.
January 5th, 1992 was the last time Detroit won the playoff game.
God damn, somebody got some roots on them niggas. Somebody got a Detroit dog, little bear, and every time they get ready to make it to the playoff, they stick him in the eye, and they lose.
But they have been historically bad at drafting players. They had a GM named Matt Mellon, and this nigga took 3 wide receivers in the first round each year, and when they needed all these other players, and none of those dudes turned out to be any good.
So they've been... In 61 seasons, they've gone 12 times to the playoffs total.
Oof, that's bad.
Damn. My Falcons ain't that bad, is they, y'all?
No. Let me look.
No, y'all, historically, the Falcons are a much better franchise than the Detroit Lions.
Fuck you, somebody let me look. You half white motherfucker. I don't,
you know, the racial tension in this room right now is not appreciated. I'm just a motherfucker, okay?
Not a half white motherfucker.
No, I'm full white. Let's see.
You damn near opaque.
Clear.
The fuck is opaque?
Clear, white, hella white.
The Falcons have been 14 times in their 55 seasons, so they're not much better.
But we won some playoff games.
It's true.
They ain't won shit, so there ain't no much better, nigga. We made it to the Super Bowl twice. Now, we might have lost, but we did win the Super Bowl half of one.
They won the...
Fuck you, them first 2 quarters was over, nigga. You'll never take that away from me.
You were so hype.
They should have cut that trophy in half, nigga. Fuck you, Tom Brady. Half of that trophy was all you, you bitch.
He killed your sister-in-law.
He killed more than my sister. Like, he killed my panty liner and my dreams.
I would love to see you at the Super Bowl parade down there in Atlanta one day.
They got to win the Super Bowl.
I know.
First.
I'm just saying. I want that for you because we got one here, and that's the only one we've ever won, and that's the only one I ever needed. And I went to the parade.
It was
like
so
negative 20 something degrees outside.
Was it fun?
It was
so
one fun. Of the funnest things I've ever been a part of.
I walked 5 blocks to go to it. I'm not even a huge football fan, but that parade, it was literally negative 5. It was so fun.
Everybody was so happy and in such a good, just random strangers giving you high fives. It was one of the funnest things. Even though it was freezing. Here. Oh, it was so fun.
I just moved here. And I remember going up the street to the mall and it was all blue and white. And I moved here right before y'all won the Super Bowl. I moved here December.
Is that 05?
Uh-huh. I've been here that long.
We won in
06.
Yeah, January. Won in January.
My dad got season tickets when they moved here in 84. And I grew up going to the games in the 80s and 90s when they were horrible. And so 1997, I'm like, I don't want to go anymore. This is dumb. So my brother started going. So he got to go through the whole Peyton era. So when we went to the AFC Championship game, that was one of the greatest days. That's the best day me and my dad have ever had in our lives. Like, just when they beat the Patriots,
I remember when I went to the playoff game to get to the Super Bowl, and I had a friend that had a friend that worked at the Falcons Stadium, and she got us tickets. And it was like $2.50 each. And I had bought too many tickets because I wanted to make sure all of my friends can go. And so I ended up going on the street and selling the other playoff ticket. But I just wanted my money back. But I remember it was so loud in that dome. That was the last game in the dome. It was Green Bay Packers and Atlanta Falcons. We ended up going to the Super Bowl. And that dome was so loud, and we was rocking it so hard. I thought that motherfucking concrete going to come down on our head. Oh, because when you go to Atlanta, like, y'all boring as fuck here. Y'all be like, yes, coach. Yes, coach. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, you can literally hear pin drops in y'all state.
It was not like that when I was a kid, when only poor people went. Because none of the rich people wanted to go. But then when Peyton came in, all the Carmel people started going.
Yeah, because
you couldn't
like
have fun anymore.
So fucking boring. Then they played Britney Spears. I'm like, do you know Britney Spears has not made a song in 20 years? And the motherfucking
Oops,
bitch.
I did it again.
Yeah, I'm like. I'm like.
They play that in a football game.
They do.
I was like, what the fuck?
So he's not lying.
No, the Colts up. The Colts Stadium is so fucking whack. You can make a phone call and have a whole conversation.
You can. It's
like,
quite. You can hear.
People are like, turn your music down. I say, I'm at a football game. No, bitch. You're not. You're not. When we in Atlanta, you about to hear every ATL rapping with the cuss music in it. And you about to see the white people Ewing. You about to see everybody
white
dancing.
White people what?
Ewing. Ewing.
Patrick Ewing. You.
What does she mean? No, she's totally right. If you go to a Colts game, it's like dead quiet.
No, it's so fucking quiet.
Yeah.
So when Tom gave me his seats that time, it was so motherfucking boring.
We went to see the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, we went to go see the Detroit Lions. And that white boy was like, ha! I said, dude, it ain't that fucking serious. It ain't that, and I literally put on Colts gear. It was the most boring shit, and they just clapped. Yeah, I said, Dion, you gotta go to a Falcon game. You gotta see niggas and white people. You gotta see everybody just get up and dance. I mean, Atlanta know how to do it. We might not win on motherfucking Super Bowl, but when I tell you we know how to party at a motherfucking game, nigga, we know how to party.
My dad is just like Miss Pat at a football game. Stands up, screams at the Colts. And like about 2010, everybody started turning around, or 2002-ish. Please be quiet.
Yeah.
They'd call the ushers on them.
Yeah. Straight bitches.
If you go up to the higher rafters, it is kind of still like that.
When people, when the people pay for those good seats, because I bought, this is back when LeBron played for Miami, I bought playoff tickets. And this is like game four, I think. And I'm standing up screaming from the second we got in the building. And this guy behind me goes, hey, can you sit down? I said, motherfucker, this the playoffs. He goes, I'm going to get the usher. I said, go get that nigga. He going to tell you the same thing I told you. It's the motherfucking playoffs. You better stand up. He's like, I'm going to have him remove you. I said, good luck, motherfucker. This nigga went and got the usher. The usher came down. He goes, what seems the problem? I said, nigga, it's the motherfucking playoffs. We need to win this game. He goes, well, you're not doing anything that I can get you in trouble for. So, go Pacers.
It's the people here. They suck in Indiana.
Straight lame.
They so fucking lame. You go to a Hawks game and you know the Hawks ain't won shit. I don't think they ever won shit. And they the Hawks so bad they had cheerleaders. Literally hide fucking chili. I got some of my titty.
A bunch of
she's,
bunch
she's
of
rattling
titty
around
money.
In her bra, and it sounds like she's got a change purse in there. Car keys.
It just, it's
she
so
pulled out
fucking
a Walmart receipt. I was going to take these titties back.
Flash money.
Make sure I got
it
my.
It is so fucking boring. It is so. That's why I can't do anything here. Yeah. I can't do anything.
They
here.
Treat sporting events like tennis.
Yeah, like tennis. Yeah. Like, can you, look, white people, stay your rich, boring, cock-a-doodle ass at home. If you, I want the white trash. You know how to scream, and when they holler so loud, they fucking teeth fall out, and they ask you to pick up their teeth and give it back. Those are the type of white people I want to fucking go to a football game.
Well, when I was a kid, we'd play the Browns, and the Browns would, people would all drive in. They'd have the dog masks on. They'd get in my 8-year-old face. I'd be like, ah! Those are the best type of people at a football game.
Yeah,
terrified children.
Yeah.
Yeah, scare the shit out of children and just have a fucking ball. These, man, when I went to, not
our
kidding,
fans are polite.
Junebug went to a game. I said, where are you, June? He said, Mama, these folks are goddamn boring at this game. I'm about to leave. I mean, the Colts Stadium is the worst stadium that you could ever go for a motherfucking game.
It's the fans.
It's the fans.
The stadium is nice.
The stadium is nice. It's the worst.
The fans,
it's just, they're polite.
The
they are
polite, my ass.
They
the
are
bougie.
Calm. collected. Oh, what a great pass. Oh, get a better luck next time.
They're homers. They don't ever criticize their own team. If you criticize the team, if you say, oh, that was, you stand up and yell at the Colts, they turn around and they're like, shh.
Like, kiss my ass. Kiss my ass. Kiss my ass. I mean, when the Falcons fuck up, everybody be cussing the motherfuckers out. I hated them. I would never go back.
We left early because they scored a touchdown with like less than a minute to go. So we thought, oh, this game's up. Them niggas ended up losing when we got to the parking lot. The Colts. Remember that game we went to?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We sure did.
We're leaving. Yay, we won. Like, nigga, we lost. They were like, we were like, what?
By the time we got out to the parking lot. They just
40-something seconds, they blew the lead.
I need a football game where niggas going to fight. You know, like, it's nothing like when you go to an Atlanta game in New Orleans. If I got New Orleans fans out there, you've been to, nigga, they fight like dogs at the end. I mean, when New Orleans fans come to Atlanta, we kick their ass physically and mentally. We throw them in the row. When we go to New Orleans, they throw us to the alligators. They beat the, we,
man. Wasn't there somebody like seriously hurt?
No, yeah, they fight like motherfucking dogs. Physically, pull up some Atlanta Falcon fight and New Orleans fight. Yeah. They be fighting like a motherfucker.
I swear there was somebody killed or like...
It ain't nobody killed, but they fight. They knuckle to your butt. Because, you know, New Orleans got that thing, well, that who that? And we hate that shit. Who that? Yeah. And we be like, who that? Who that about to get the fuck slapped out of them? Who that house? And we beat their motherfucking asses, too. I've been to games where they just be kicking the jerseys off niggas' asses. They fight all the time at New Orleans and motherfucking Saints game.
That's funny.
You know when it's the... Third thing on the Google search, Saints versus Falcon fans.
Oh, yeah, they fight. We cannot stand them, some bitch.
That's always my favorite is when you play the Falcons and you just talk shit to the New Orleans fans online.
Oh, my God.
They give it right back.
Oh, they give it that. Who that? Who that? And I hate them, too. Because I hate a team who got a Super Bowl win. It's almost like a comedian with a credit. I hate to see a comedian say, I've been on Def Jam. Nigga, nobody gives a fuck what you did 30 years ago. Like the Cowboy. We got 5 rings. Yeah, nigga, because y'all was abusive and y'all was on cocaine. You can't win shit sober, and if you ain't punching a bitch in the eye. When last time you won something?
They won,
I think it was 1995 or 96.
Yeah,
that's when they allowed cocaine and wife beating in the industry.
The Saints, this is how nice Colts fans are. They beat the Colts for Peyton's second Super Bowl appearance, and it was right after Katrina, and the whole city was like, well, you know, if we have to lose to somebody, it's good for their city. We're happy for them. And my dad literally yelled at my brother who said that. He goes, what the fuck are you talking about?
Nobody asked them niggas to drown.
No.
That's what
I
want to
win. I've been paying for these tickets all these years. They're losing.
I ain't got a goddamn thing to do about them niggas drowning in Katrina. Hell, them niggas came up here. Them the ones that made it. I want to win the motherfucking football game. Fuck that shit.
Don't care about that tight end with Parkinson's or whatever.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about Katrina.
Jesus Christ. No, he died, right?
Nah, that's too bad.
That's what his daddy really said, but he ain't going to tell him what his daddy really said. Fuck them niggas to drown. Fuck them. They should have listened to the goddamn news and got up out of that motherfucker.
Hey, you had 7 days to leave, nigga. It was a tropical storm, bitch. You should have left before they gave her a name.
7 days and 40 nights. Motherfucker, you knew that goddamn storm was coming. That's what his daddy really said. But I understand. I understand because I was about to rent my house to a lady who was a Katrina. I told y'all that one time. And she thought Diamond was in the streets.
What?
My street had just got paved, and she was a Katrina victim, and they gave all of them Section 8 because a lot of them came to Atlanta. And this is when I said, whew, boy, my people is really set back down in New Orleans. And they had paved the streets, you know, with new asphalt. Mm. You know, it looked like it's sparkling.
Yeah.
And she's like, man, Atlanta got it going on. They put diamonds in y'all streets.
I remember the first time I went down, I was like, why is the glitter in the road?
Yeah.
You said that too?
Yeah. Y'all road be sparkling for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
God damn. Like,
that's just...
Really?
Excess gay fairy dust.
I thought everybody did that.
Hell no. Y'all should be twinkling.
Really?
No,
they do that everywhere when they redo the roads. They all sparkle. She's like, it's diamonds in the street. And I was like, no, bitch, that's a new road. That's what they do.
There's just YouTube going on in the background of just fist fights between fans.
Is that the Falcons and the New Orleans Saints?
And it's a white Saints fan versus a black Falcon fan.
I think
they're in New Orleans.
Oh yeah, they fight down there and we fight up there.
Yeah, I beat your motherfucker
over football game. And they meant it. They meant it too.
So let's take a quick break and then I'm gonna tell you which team gets drunk and highest during the games.
Which team?
Yeah, which team gets, what teams get most drunk and most high during the football games?
The fans?
Yeah, the fans. All right, let's pause.
Did you see that video of that?
All right, we back. What video?
There's a video of, it was here in Indianapolis up near my house. They have like the Pacers complex. They have all these AAU games. And the ref teched up the coach. And so, like, they're having this big argument. And some dad comes out of the stands. And he's got this phone in the referee's face. And the referee tries to knock it out of his hand. And literally, all the people just start trying to beat this ref's ass. He swings on the ref. One of the players, it was like this 13, 14-year-old kid. he picks him up and slams him. Not the kid. The dad slams the ref. And then the 13 or 14-year-old kid comes over and starts doing these little rabbit punches in his stomach. It was the wildest shit I ever saw.
Did you play like baseball or basketball or anything like that?
I played basketball, but it was never like anything serious.
Man, when I was baseball, all the dads used to get into fist fights.
Oh, yeah.
They would always fist fight. Always.
My dad got a tech. He was our coach. And he picked up a chair and threw it on his
What is he, Bobby Knight?
Yeah, pretty much. Because he was mad that the ref was only calling fouls on one team. And it was like, Dad, it's because they're better than us. Like, we keep fouling them. They don't need to foul us. We were terrible. We were absolutely terrible. My dad was like that, though. He would yell and scream. He'd be yelling at the TV, and my mom would be like, it's just a game. He'd be like, shut up, go in the room. We'd be watching the Pacers get beat by the Bulls every fucking year.
My dad forced me to play football seventh grade, and I didn't want to do it. So I ended up getting, and he like went to the coaches, and they were like, why aren't you playing my boy? They created a C team for me and Matt Gillette, by the way. There was an A and a B team, and then they were like, let's put Spangle and Matt on the C team. And they're like, because if we put him in, he's going to get hurt. He has no athletic ability whatsoever. He doesn't want to play.
Well, did you play sports?
I did, yeah. Baseball, basketball, football, track. Did shot put.
Boy, you need to stop all them goddamn lies.
I did gymnastics. You want down me here to at Hoosier you Gymnastics.
Was, you want me to believe you was all
more like tumbling for you.
They had a foam pit, so basically I just jumped in the foam pit.
Man, Chris, you shouldn't tell this shit, these kind of lies with the cameras on. You actually want us to believe that you was an all-around athlete, nigga?
I had a
and
lot
no
of
food was involved?
I had a lot of athletic ability until about eighth
no
grade.
No food was involved? What is this, his church? What kind of
like
snack
one of my Garyotta? Like,
I mean, how the fuck
you want me
you,
to walk? I need a snack.
How the fuck
for
you did? This nigga named all the nigga shit. I was baseball, basketball, track and field, gymnastic. You didn't name one white sport like hockey, race car.
Race car?
What sport you play? Race car? Just one.
Hockey.
What high school team got a race car team? Nickel, what are you talking about?
I'm quite sure. You ain't see all them baby pictures he posted this week. He looked like he was running to McDonald's every day. I can't believe you were saying name all those black sports that you was playing like you was a part of.
I was the center of the championship team in third grade. I was the biggest kid on the team. I could set a pick and nobody'd move me.
We quite sure you good. You just stood there chewing.
He had a burger with the wrapper still on it.
I remember going to Chris' house when his brother, was that your brother graduated?
Yeah.
And Nakil was friend with his brother. And Nakil like, come on, mama, this is my only friend. I was like, oh, kill, these white people can't cook. But okay. And I felt, they didn't make us feel out of place or anything. I just felt out of place because we were black and didn't really know them. And so I think they family was there. But what was weird is his mama had every picture of them from the time they started school to the time he graduated. And no picture was in the frame. She just had them hanging all around the fireplace. And I said, this bitch is crazy. And what was shocking, because, you know, black folk, we don't buy the school picture. Neither picture said proof. We keep the proof. And I'm sitting there thinking, this bitch bought all these pictures. Who bought all these pictures of these ugly white kids? Who did you send these pictures to?
You ain't shit.
My mom moved out of the house that we partially grew up in.
Let her call you ugly like that and not say nothing?
Nobody believes her.
My brother. He was his brother.
Yeah.
But he had all the brother's pictures. Ugly. No, I'm just saying. You know, she had him with no teeth, with teeth, just all the way from the kindergarten until he was a senior, till they graduated. And I was like, I was just blown away that now picture was approved. Because, you know, if I hung up my kid's picture, at least 10 of them was going to be approved. Because, nigga, I'm not buying school pictures. Nobody want that shit. I ain't got nobody send no pictures to. And neither one, and she had all 8x10s too. I'm like, bitch, you got all 8x10s?
It was bigger than that. So my mom moved out of our childhood home the last couple weekends. So we've been going out and helping her. And I thought about that story because my mom had up in the attic, like framed pictures, like double the size of 8x10s. And I remember as a kid, like just a wall of those. And I took one out and there were like 5 more in there. She must have spent hundreds of dollars a year on pictures of us. And she's right. We weren't that attractive as kids. Like,
remember that movie, Problem Child? That's what Chris looked like when he.
Yeah. I look like Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine.
Well, it was so crazy because I was sitting there looking like, this lady spent all this motherfucking money on these school pictures. Well, I know you bought these 8x10. Who did you send the wallets to? Motherfucker don't even care wallets no more. You know what I'm saying? At that time, we had cell phones, and I'm just looking like, you really bought this shit. And she had them hanging all over the fireplace, first kindergarten year, all over the house. And I was like, oh.
Kate, did your mom, she did the school pictures?
Picture day was stressful. You had to get it just right, did you? Lots of pressure.
I remember dressing up for picture day and never getting pictures.
Why?
She couldn't afford them. But she would go to school looking nice because everybody else was looking nice.
No, let me tell you what I used to do. So I used to... I couldn't afford pit. I mean, you know, I had all those kids, my sister kids, and I had my kids, and it was like 8 kids. I was like, I'm not about to buy all the individual pictures. So I would go to the school and make all of them get in a family photo together. So I'll make
them to take group selfies.
So I got pictures where it's school pictures, but it's 3 motherfuckers on 1 picture. And it's like, well, this is a family. No, that's a school picture. That was a school picture, nigga. I was not going to buy all those goddamn pictures. I didn't need all those goddamn pictures. So that's what I would do. And when I moved here, I tried to do the same thing, but they wouldn't let me do it. Which I thought was fucked up. Which I really thought was fucked up.
She's still mad about it.
They was like, we don't do that. I'm like, well, they did that where we came from.
I had to use the same photo for 4 different grades.
Yeah. You could pretty much probably use it, too.
Did your kids get their yearbooks or anything like that?
Nah, Garyana didn't want it.
I never wanted
it. I think Junebug, I don't know if Junebug, because he won Prom King.
Yeah, he seems like he's just got a fun personality. I bet
he won
really
Prom
popular.
King. Garyana won the funniest person, most likely to succeed.
Succeed or succeed?
Yeah.
Succeed.
Dip from the union.
Most likely to leave this country. Succeed. Yeah, that's about right.
Succeed. One of them fucking succeed.
She planted something, goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that's what she won. But I know Juma won Prom King. I think they just wanted to break the mold up there and made Juma Prom King. Because I was actually shocked.
Why?
A black kid winning Prom King at the high school. I used to have a really funny bit about that. At a white school. He's the first one.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
It's not like they had a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
I know.
Or as black candidate.
But they loved his ass. They loved him at that school.
You're one of the, and your kids are just like you, one of the like most sociable, fun people to be around. You know, like if you're out in a crowd and like at a high school, I imagine Junebug, Nikea, they were all hilarious.
Yeah, they was. Junior than Nikhil. Nikhil would do the craziest shit when he got here, but though, like he would really get into the white culture, like bonfiring and shit.
Yeah.
And then like he took me over to his friend house one time and we sitting around, and I think I told this story before, and they was telling spooky stories. I was like, this is wack as fuck.
He took you to it.
Why do you think Nikhil was friends with my brother? My brother's no different than me. They were best
it
friends
tonight. It was so fucking whack. I was like,
you went to a seance with Nakia.
I was like, Nakia, what is this? They're telling spooky stories. So I said, I'm going to tell them by the time I got shot. And then they all just looking at me. It was so fucking whack. And it was like,
they all telling fake ghost stories. She told them a real
ghost story. Right.
I didn't want to hear that whack ass shit.
It was
shit.
A dark and stormy childhood.
I was like, what the fuck is this, Nakia? No, come on, mama, get with the program. I said, I can't get with this shit. These folks around here fucking got a fucking stick, a dirty stick with marshmallows on them and shit. Where they get that stick from, nigga? I ain't eat up that goddamn stick.
You too bougie for s'mores.
You ate your pet chicken in the fireplace.
She said, I ain't going back, goddamn.
I was like, they don't even know where they get a stick and trim it on the end and stick it over in the fire. I was like, no. I mean, a raccoon could have pissed on that stick.
The flame would burn the germs off.
No, nigga. I said, nah, kid, we got to get the fuck up out of here. I said, I'm sick of these folk. We just ain't culturally connected. I said, we got to get the fuck up out of here. Okay, don't got dog
no
anyway.
Chance.
No. No doesn't chance. Sound like it at all.
It was just like when we walked into that party in San Francisco.
And then they land up there, that when we got there, they was tanning. And I'm like, it's hot out here. And they like, it's
you
not.
You can't tan in the cold.
But it was burning the fuck up. I'm like, my skin can't take that shit. Nigga, I got melatonin already. I don't need that shit. Melanin, what the fuck you calling it?
She got Show him sleepy while I'm hot.
I don't need that shit.
Melatonin.
Like, where did you go tan? Like, you went to a pool or
no,
what?
No, they had a pool at their house, and they all laying out there in their bikinis and shit with the thing up there. I say, oh, no, kids, I got to go. I can't be running people. I can't be around them. We just culturally different. You
the
know?
Disgust in her face is so
just,
funny.
I mean, we just can't sit out there. Black folks can't sit out in the heat like that. We don't like heat.
Really?
It's too fucking hot. You know, y'all trying to get black and we trying not to get blacker. So we're running from black. Y'all running to black. So we trying to get the fuck on. You know, we pills. I realize we burn too.
Yeah, if you stay out there too long.
Yeah, I don't want that motherfucking shit. No, that shit hot and I'm fat. And then I mean other parts, especially when I ain't shaved. And that hair get to curling up down there, nigga, that shit itch.
Did you, like, what kind of bathing suit did you wear at that point?
Nigga, is you fucking out of your mind? You got a better chance of putting on a bathing suit than me. I ain't been in a bathing suit, nigga, since they made bathing suits.
She's like in one of those black 1910s. ruffled collars,
like those synchronized swimmers be wearing.
Looks like a ghost story from 1892.
Nigga, I ain't never been in no bathing suit.
I can see the meme from McDuffin right now.
Nada, I ain't put on no goddamn bathing suit.
Good old McDuffin.
I try to put on a bathing suit.
You look great in the scuba gear in the cabin.
Yeah.
Shit, me, nigga. I look like a fat ass to five white women to get me in that suit and 10 of them to get me out that motherfucker. They rolled that motherfucker off me like a banana peel.
Nigga, when he was just like, stand up.
I wondered if like he just walked in after you'd gotten it on to help, or if like, like did you literally have five people help you put that on?
I had like three, four white girls pull it up. That shit was hard. That scratchy ass scuba diving shit, that shit ain't either pull up, nigga. That ain't no spank material, nigga. That's that pull them in, lock them up, sweat your asshole out material. Now you gotta, and then to roll that shit down, shit. Nigga, your body started screaming, ah, la, 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 la. It started falling all apart when they rolling it down. Nigga, I wasn't shaped like that with y'all, so I was fucked up shaping that. But as the thing came down, my real shape, I started spilling all over the place.
The Exxon Valdez.
Nigga, no. Mm-mm. And that shit hot too.
Oil taker Patricia started leaking about.
Man, that shit was hot and heavy. Do you hear me? That shit was disgusting.
So you can't reuse that suit if you go back on the show?
Yeah, you can reuse that suit. I ain't going back on that goddamn show.
You said it was falling apart, so I thought.
No, I'm saying my ass was falling apart. As you pulled the suit down, I started to spray it. It was holding me together. As you pulled the suit down, the real figure started to just come everywhere. Like
fuck. Nutty Professor.
Yeah. Could fall everywhere.
Nutty Professor.
Nigga, I was. My drawers didn't get wet, but though. I thought my underwear was going to get wet. Didn't nothing get wet.
Really?
Nah, that motherfucker keep you dry, but though.
I always thought that, like, the bodysuit, you got a little wet. Did not know.
Didn't
that.
Nothing get wet on me. I guess I get my navel soaked up all the water.
What, do you got a reservoir in there? What?
Yeah, I got a little hole in
come
my
come take a dive in Lake Patricia.
That's why I always say you had to be careful when you say you fucked the fat girl, because she could trick you and let you stick it in her navel and just moan. And you never be done fucked it. And you make her mad. I fuck you, bitch. No, you fuck my neighbor, nigga. And she didn't like it.
Dion.
I ain't never fuck your neighbor. You fuck my neighbor.
So I went next door to get some pussy and I got some stomach.
Still came.
You know what I hate? I hate when people be at the hotel room and they be fucking and you can hear them. So I was at a hotel room. And this man, he must have had the biggest dick in the world. Oh, he had the shortest dick because he fucked all night long. I mean, all I heard was the bed bumping. It almost sounded like he was killing a bitch over there. So I got to the point where I was tired of him fuck. I started beating on the wall. I just started beating on the fucking wall. Because I'm like, how much are you going to fuck her? She can't be volunteering giving you this much pussy. It's no. Like he took a 15-minute break and he was at it again. Sometimes. So I started beating on the wall.
You were, it was community service at that point. That poor woman's probably sore, ready to be
how
done.
You know she didn't want to be pooned all night long.
Nigga, that wasn't no poon. That was a
look
poon.
At Kate's face. I've never met a woman who's eager for more than 15 minutes.
Well, that's your fault, Chris.
Chris, you
should tell yourself like that. 15 will do me good. No.
I only needed two.
Chris said, eat for 15 minutes. All I saw was your dick on top of your nuts. She's like, I'm done.
Smoking a cigarette.
With one sock on.
What me or her?
Probably her. Sick of your ass. The worst thing you can do is get some bad sex. Ugh.
Yeah.
You hate a motherfucker after that.
I don't think it's the same for women and men. Like, I think bad sex happens for y'all way more often.
Oh, yeah.
But when it's hard for a woman to be bad. She could be lazy, but it still feels good. Like, even the worst sex I've ever had felt good. I didn't like the person, but it was just like.
It's like there's varying degrees. Like, you still get off, but like, if you really like the person, it's great. If it's just like a one night stand, it's like, this was. Why'd I even do this?
I think it has a lot to do with, because, you know, we got the hole. So, you know, it didn't fit right. Is it small? He's stroking it. I mean, little bitty dick. Ugh.
So bad. You really have to watch the video.
I think women need to be more honest with their partners about how bad their sex life is. I think there's way too many dudes out here thinking they can fuck when they really can't.
Well, that's not your partner. You just fucking them. Usually those are the niggas that you call your girlfriend. Girl, this nigga did was so low. I thought Jesus had came out and repoed his nuts. That was the kind of
Jesus
conversation.
Jesus repo service.
Repoed his nuts.
Those are the kind of covers that you have with your girlfriend. How was it, girl? I want to take my pussy back from that nigga. Because we all been to that point where you want to take your pussy back, right? Can I have my pussy back? I don't want nobody to know I did this shit.
Like a trading card.
I don't want to make this trade anymore. Give me back my David Robinson.
I'm quite sure you've had dick so bad that you wanted to call the police and say, police, this is not a rape, but I would like for him to give it back. I'm not going to accuse him of rape, but he took something dearly from me. You don't want him locked up for rape because you don't want to. I mean, you voluntarily gave it, but you would like for the police to give it back and write him a citation that he'll never remember you again.
Like one of those Men in Black pens?
Yeah. Yeah, one of them. You would definitely want one of those.
Has that ever happened to you, Kate? I know Tyler's not here, so we can talk about it. She laughed way
really
too much.
Sheltered is the long story, but I mean, yeah,
it happened to all of us. Like, oh, this nigga.
Okay, so let me ask you this: what's the difference between the best sex you ever had versus the worst sex you ever had? As far as,
well, sometimes the worst sex you can't really count it as sex. Like, I dated this guy one time. And it was so small. And he was stroking. And I said, is it in? He said, yeah. I said, hey, get up. I'm going to call my baby daddy. If you don't get the fuck up off me.
Is it in yet?
She said, hey, get up. I'm going to call my baby daddy.
Didn't even know it was in.
Get your motherfucking ass up. Playing in my pussy.
I cannot imagine how that dude felt. If you somebody tapped me, was like, yo, get up.
You don't get your monkey ass up.
My feelings would be so fucking crushed.
So I don't count that as sex because I didn't feel anything. So to me, that was no sex.
Picture her tapping him on his shoulder. Hey, nigga, get up.
Get your monkey ass up.
He trying to explain himself.
The next day.
You talk to him again?
He literally got up and left. He ain't trying to eat your pussy again or nothing?
Nah.
Oh, my God.
Don't eat my pussy when you ain't got no dick. How would you eat my pussy when you got a pussy? You don't get your melting pot dick away from me.
What's a melting pot dick?
She said, I don't want you to eat my pussy if you got a pussy.
Now you
fucking
can't.
Lesbian nigga.
I say, I don't know, nigga, but that thing was little. It was invisible. It was like, oh, and he was black. And I was like, oh my God. Did you walk down, when you was getting out of heaven, did you walk down a white man aisle? It was horrible. Oh, man. So, no.
That has me in tears.
So, yeah, it'd be some bad sex out there.
So, what's the time length you think for good sex? How long do you think good sex should take?
What, you mean when you're having sex?
Yeah, like if you're getting it good.
I'm old now, nigga. The quicker the better. Back in the day, I guess.
Are you talking foreplay and sex, or are you talking penetration?
All of it.
All right.
30 minutes.
45.
Mr. 15, you going to add 30 minutes?
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Long.
What
time
you going to do in 45? You going to run around the kids? Well, my girlfriend, I did have a girlfriend that liked to play. They used to play like cops and robber or rapist. Like she's a...
That's a big leap.
They all criminals.
They like to play the ice cream man. And
they did. Like he'd hide in the house.
Should be fun.
He'd choke her out. And they like that kind of shit. I didn't understand it. It was the weirdest shit ever. He'd choke her out and put a knife to her throat. That's how they got off.
Yikes.
And she would tell me about it. I was like, no.
That's the safe word sex right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't concentrate with a knife in my hand.
What about to your neck?
My dick wouldn't get hard. Like, bitch, if you don't get this knife away from my neck,
and I guess like she's screaming, don't take it, Mr. Rapist.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. They was freaky like that. Like, she would dress up like a boy and go out with him and pick up hookers.
Wow.
This was the craziest relationship I've seen in my fucking life.
How old were you when this was happening?
This went from playing cowboys and Indians to picking up hookers.
I was probably 16.
Oh, man.
And when she was doing that with her partner.
How old were they? They older?
19, yeah. 20. They was crazy. Some crazy motherfucker. Wow. I had a friend that used to, her husband used to love to put his fists up in there.
Oh, no.
I'm like...
clenched fist or just all the...
I didn't even know the fist clenched back then. I don't fucking know. I'm like, you bitches are crazy.
This is a puppet.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Like, I don't get this new sex shit all up the ass and, you know, I don't get it. Your tongue up the booty hole. Nigga, I'm not doing all that extra shit.
I don't understand dudes who like their ass ate. I get women getting their booty hole ate. I understand. I don't understand dudes.
Well,
letting
I was talking to somebody
booty.
Who was gay today, and they said your G spot is back there.
Yeah, and so.
But they said this person actually told me that you missing out on the best orgasm. Men's are because they won't let people stick their fingers up their ass. I said my husband ain't gonna be still long enough. My husband had to go have his prostate. He had a fucking fit. So I know anybody just don't let me stick my... I ain't going to stick my finger in no doodle hole anyway.
Yeah. You know,
my bad motherfucking finger, I got to get my nails. I ain't doing that shit. If that
what they did
you
on
off,
your nail, you got shit.
You better go get you a carrot stick, nigga.
That's the shittiest snowman I've ever seen in my life.
All right, y'all, we getting out of here with that. Shit is so bad. All right. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.